It transpired that on May 13th, 1988, Baker's body was found in the street below his Amsterdam hotel. The room was full of drugs, and as was his body. Did you suspect foul play?
Even before I began researching my book about Chet Baker, I felt that the foul play theory involved in Chet's death was fictional. And now I firmly believe that it was fictional.
Mm-hmm.
It's a romantic notion, isn't it, that Chet would have been offed at the end of his life, perhaps by a dealer that he hadn't paid or some mysterious shadowy figure whom Chet had done wrong to. But my true feeling about the way Chet's life ended, and I gathered this from talking to all of the people who were with him at the very end of his life, is that Chet was ready to go. He was ready to bail. This is someone whose life appeared to be sheer confusion and chaos, but was manning his own ship rather deftly. Just consider the fact that Chet Baker lived the life of a hardcore junkie for over 30 years. He could easily have died many times in that time, and he didn't do it.